prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 18 February 2020. Welcome to tonight's program. We're going to bring up a guest I had on. It's been a month or two ago, and it's been a while since I had one before that. His name is Jane McCanny. We got a lot to talk about tonight, folks. Really do. Y'all hang in there, and of course, we'll take phone calls, as always. Please understand. If you listen to this broadcast tonight, you listen live right now at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, or any other time, actually, you're part of the ministry. But if you listen live, we want you to call in and talk to us. That's why we have a call-in number. Don't ever feel embarrassed to call in, speak what's on your mind, share your thoughts. This is a ministry, and this is a sharing ministry. I like you all's opinions also. I really mean that. And don't forget tonight, if you're listening on shortwave 6115, Melody Seastrom, it's foot the bill for that. You can thank her if you enjoyed the program by calling her up at 800-375-4188. Talk to her about maybe some of your finances, but also if you'd like, take time to thank her for carrying the program and paying for it. We'd appreciate that also. I really mean that. And of course, every night this time, I go through several announcements while we're offering through the ministry, because I know we have new listeners every night. But folks, what we offer through this ministry, The items, the books, and different things are vitally important if you sincerely are seeking the truth. John Daniel's book, The Grand Design Exposed, folks, is a must-have for those who sincerely desire to know the plans of some wicked men even before this nation was formed. I'm serious. And I know I mentioned this before, but probably a lot of people don't know this. I didn't. But the property that Washington, D.C. is built on was what was once called Rome and owned by a guy named Pope. What a coincidence. That the Capitol and the Washington Monument are exact copies, the dome of the Capitol as the dome of the Vatican and the obelisk in the Vatican yard, exact copy almost, and looks almost exactly the same. What a coincidence. $12.95, folks, if you want the truth. If not, you don't continue to believe a lie and just think everything's hunky-dory and there was no bad people among us in the 1700s, then you go ahead and feel that way if you want. But Satan's tares have been sowed among the wheat ever since creation. Understand that. This book will help you explain, understand some things, folks. It's normally $24.95. We got a good deal on it, $12.95 delivered to your front door. Of course, the REM sleep, I cannot tell you how much this one product has changed my life when it comes to resting. An all-natural supplement that doesn't make you sleep, it helps relax you so you can rest. You sleep sounder, you sleep better, and I'd nearly sleep all the way through the night. If I do have to go to the bathroom, used to be if I got up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, got to the bathroom, I was wide awake, couldn't go back to sleep. Not any longer. REM sleep has made a huge difference in my resting. And I know many people that have ordered from us have said the same thing. Folks, a month supply, it can go as long as 3 months. Depends on how much you use, but month supply is $27.95. Now, I'll be going up first of the month again this month. I can't help it. Once this supply is going, I have quite a few bottles left in stock right now. Once it's going, how long it's going to last, I have no idea. And, of course, we're still offering a free case of food and a Berkey water filter. All you have to do is write to us, say, Pastor, I need a case of food, and this is why. I need a water filter, this is why. We never share on the air who you are. We wouldn't do that. But if you call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448, at least we'll give you the address. You can write to us and tell us, hey, we need this. And I hope you will. We want to bless you. And a little booklet on cremation is Cremation Christian. I would urge everyone out there, it's only $5. That's just pays postage and handling to get it to you. I've been asked that question many times. Instead of trying to go into a detail myself in a 2-minute talk, I'll give them a copy of the booklet. Let them read it for themselves. All these things are available to you. And, of course, backyard medicine. Springtime is coming, I promise. The birds come back here in West Virginia. The robins come back. And you hear them singing in the morning again. So springtime's coming. And things starting to get a little greener, the grass and whatever. And soon, everything will be in full bloom. And backyard medicine will teach you with full color pictures and descriptions of the plants that you can use off your own property to make medicine and to consume a healthy way to feed your body. Backyard medicine is a must-have book for all those that are interested in what our Creator gave us for our own use and our own food. $24.95, folks, delivered to your door. Full color books. Beautiful, beautifully done. And it's all here. Just have to call tomorrow, like I said, or write us and order what you want. Tell us what you want. That's all we can do is offer it, folks. We can't make you take it. And, of course, the flags. I keep emphasizing this, but very few people want to listen to me. Every believer out there that believes in the Son of God, Jesus Christ for salvation, needs to be flying somewhere on their property or in the window of their house the Christian flag. Why are we ashamed to fly the flag that represents who we are in Christ when the homosexuals, the sodomites, and lesbians are flying the rainbow flag on courthouse lawns and state capitals, and I can't get Christians to fly the Christian flag on their own property? What a shame. We also offer the colonial flag, the Don't Tread on Me flag, and the Southern Cross, the Confederate flags available too, the St. Andrew's Cross. We have that available. All of them, folks, if you buy one, $15 plus $2 shipping. If you buy four, mix and match, 13 piece plus $2 per each for shipping. So you'll save a couple bucks if you order four at one time. And tomorrow night, we're going to bring a guest on, David Carrico. He's been on before. We're going to discuss the occultic symbols, folks, on the dollar bill. Now, why is that important? Again, to prove to you that everyone that found this country was not, we'll say, on the up and up when it comes to Christianity. We're going to discuss that. And next week, got a powerful guest coming on. We have a gentleman coming on who actually infiltrated the Masons, went all the way to a 32nd degree. He has the goods on him. You're going to be hearing some things that you might want to understand. Maybe want to copy the CD to share with your friends also. This could literally save their souls. My guest, like I said, is a gentleman that I really learned to respect. He's absolutely a fine man to talk to. He is highly intelligent what's happening, and he's got some things he's going to share with you tonight. But his name is James McCanny. And James, are you there?
Yes, Pastor, I'm here.
Okay, you sound like you're in a burial hall. I can barely hear you. Get a little more volume there, Todd, if you don't mind. Now, do you prefer Jim or James?
James.
James, James, that sounds fine. And I want to hear a lot from you tonight. I really do. But before we get into the program, because we have new listeners all the time, tell them who Jane McCanny is and what you do and how you got involved with everything you're doing right now.
Well, I have somewhat of a diverse background. University degree is in mathematics and physics. I have a double major in mathematics and physics at the bachelor level. And I have a master's degree in physics from Tulane University. That's in nuclear and solid-state physics. But I've been studying space science. I taught at a place called Cornell University when they had a tremendous amount of data coming in to their from the space probes. And so I got very involved in the space analysis of space data. and realized that NASA basically didn't know what they were doing and developed a whole series of concepts that have been proven correct dealing with the electrical nature of the universe. And then also the other side of me, I've been involved in water purification and filtration for decades. And also now I'm involved in the energy field with what I call the wing generator. It's a very new design, patent-pending design of a wind energy device that's very efficient and could literally change the face of energy as we know it on this planet. So that's just a few of the items that I've worked on.
Really got through high school. Thank you. I appreciate that. Makes me feel good that someone of your high intelligence and credentials would take time to come on the radio show, and I do appreciate it. I really mean that. Now, I do want to share a few headlines, James, and I want you to share what's in your mind tonight, too. But these headlines, I want you to hear them, because I want your comments on them. Obviously, you're intelligent enough to understand the nation is going insane. You already know that. Obviously, that's true. Anybody that has any common sense at all, the nation's going insane. And you probably heard that Virginia has seriously considered now, some counties are seriously considering seceding from Virginia and coming into West Virginia. You probably already know that. And beyond that, Oregon is now, some counties in Oregon are talking about seceding from Oregon and joining Idaho because Oregon's policies have become so anti-Christ, so liberal, that some of the more conservative counties want to leave Oregon and go to Idaho. James, when a nation's states has been together for ever since the war between the states, when the states start deciding, fighting among themselves and want to secede from other states, that's not a good sign, is it?
No, and that's by design. Division of groups of people is a method of conquering a people. If you can get people fighting amongst themselves, you don't have to bring in an army because they'll take care of themselves one way or the other. But the divisiveness of the basically attack on the United States and the American way of life, we have to understand one thing I always tell people is this is an extreme minority of people and they've become very vocal, and it brings up the point, well, how could these people be elected into offices? And so you find it number one in the cities, and so the people living out in the country are typically outnumbered by the people in the city, and there's a tremendous amount of election fraud going on today also. So these are all woven together in this attack on the American way of life.
And, of course, we have a man running for office just jumped in the race named Bloomberg, multi-billionaire, who's really trying to buy his way into office, and he's moving up in the ranks because of his money. Obviously, that's part of it. But we're seeing that happen, and everyone running on the Democratic ticket, everything from a homosexual to who knows what, and they're all socialist to the nth degree, and they're getting credence in this country. That's another sign of a decaying society, folks, when people can discern between good and evil, or maybe even worse, don't care any longer. That's really another sad situation. I do want to cover this, too. This is so insane. It's almost hard to believe it's real, but it is real. House Bill 238 has been proposed in Alabama by Representative Rolanda Hollis. I'm sure that must be a woman who has trying to get this passed to become law in Alabama. And this might be a reason to leave the state, folks. Think about this. That when a man turns 50 years old, within a month of his birthday, he must have a vasectomy. If he already has three children, when he's 35 years old or 30 years old, he has to have a vasectomy also. And the reason is, it says the law doesn't give men reproductive rights. Only women. So, in Alabama, as absurd as this sounds, as insane as this sounds, HB 238 has been proposed to force all men 50 and older to have a vasectomy, which you already have three children, to get a vasectomy. Now, James, I'm laughing, but that's not really not funny, is it?
Well, you know, we wonder where these people come from or where do they get these ideas? You know, it's, there was a, in one of the states, I won't say which one, but one of the least populated states areas, one of the local councilmen came up with the idea that they needed population control. And so I don't know where he was getting this from. So I felt like writing into the newspaper and saying we should design a cliff here where he can be the first one to jump off and demonstrate how this should be done. And then other people of like mind could follow and jump off the cliff also. But, yeah, where
That's
do they, you know,
idea.
Alabama?
That's an idea.
Alabama is not a place where, you know, it's overpopulated. There's plenty of territory. There's plenty of land where people can grow their own food if they want, or it's not what you'd call crowded. So the question is, where do these people come up with this? But I guarantee you, if you go back into the funding for election for whoever this is, you will find somebody like George Soros or Michael Bloomberg or somebody else putting money in. And this is something I learned, that they are influencing the local elections down to the very local level. The townships, the mayor races, the sheriff races, they're putting a lot of money into these and then smear campaigns against people who are just regular, normal people. So anyway, this is going on. This country is being basically infiltrated through a few large money donors. And whenever money is involved, you can always get some crackpot out there to run on a ticket and or even on deception. And once they get into office, this is what you get. I've used the example
Absolutely.
In Virginia. The governor of Virginia, I don't believe, how could you have 95 counties declaring themselves as sanctuary counties for arms, the right to bear arms, and have some governor get elected in that same state? It's impossible. So what we're seeing, of course, Virginia is different because you have Richmond, which is right across the border from Washington, and it's a bedroom community. Well, are those people really residents of Virginia? You know, there's a lot of questions here, but once again, there's really a divisiveness in this country. And own estimation is that about 80% of the people in this country want their country back, and about 20% are off on some kind of tangent. You know, maybe they're university people with a big college loan that think somebody's gonna, that you and me are supposed to pay back their college loan or whatever. But there's a lot of divisiveness.
Very much so. And you made a very good point. Let those who want the population control set the example. I like that. Let them set the example for the rest of us. Let's see how serious they are. I mean, aren't they causing a carbon footprint also? I mean, talk about a bunch of hypocrites. That's all I can say. That's what they are. And here's another headline I thought was... Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just thought it'd probably be interesting, this woman, Nirvana Hollis or whatever her name is. I wonder if she's pro-life, and I bet you that's not the case.
She
would condone abortion. And so isn't that the whole idea there? They claim is that people have a right over their own body. So then turns around and says, well, men have to have vasectomy by government edict. You know, complete contradiction, hypocrisy at its highest. But of course, that's...
Well, you know, she said men don't have reproductive rights like a woman does. That's what she said in the article. The men do not have reproductive rights. Now, here's one. The coronavirus, I don't know where it's going. I really don't know. I just know that in China it's hit pretty hard. My opinion, it's going to start slowing down no later than in April. I think it'll start disappearing. But I don't know that. I'm just going to share an article here I think was really important. The coronavirus outbreak exposes China's monopoly on U.S. drug and medical supplies. Now, this is important. China's production, of course, is slowed way down. The finished goods and even the raw materials that come out of China are slowing way down. And we're seeing car manufacturers, you know, having to quit manufacturing cars, had to shut down factories and globally to do that. But here's the thing that really, really kind of makes me wonder. Perhaps the biggest concern is over medical supplies. Now, James, I want you to listen to this. I want you to comment on this. China produces and exports a large amount of pharmaceuticals to the U.S., including 97% of all antibiotics and 80% of active ingredients used to make drugs here. Penicillin, ibuprofen, and aspirin largely come from China. Last month, the medical supply from China, from Cardinal Health recalled 2.9 million surgical gowns cross-contaminated at a plant in China. The blood pressure drug Varsarsen also saw shortages. Recently, thanks to tainted active ingredients at the one Chinese plant, the combination of supply chain disruptions and increased demand at hospitals if coronavirus spreads to the U.S. would prove devastating. Why in the name of all that's holy? And also, as the same article says, the materials that we use to make our electronics are manufactured, come out of China. So they help us produce our electronics. They even produce them for us. Our defense electronics are produced in China. James, why would a sworn enemy, at least that's what we're told by our government, that they're our enemy, they're a communist and they're anti-human rights and all this other garbage, why would we depend on them to produce electronics for us in any form, especially for our military, and also depend on them to make 97% of our antibiotics and 80% of some of our drugs? Why would we let them do that? How do we get to be so stupid as a nation?
Well, this is a carryover from the many presidential terms in the past. And that's what happened. They wanted to break down the United States, make the United States dependent on foreign oil, foreign products, and basically liquidate the American middle class is what they were doing, eliminating factories and jobs. And it's almost comical right now that Obama would come out and say he's responsible for the current economic growth. Because I'll tell you, I lived and we all lived through the Obama years, and it was a disaster. We had the housing crisis, hundreds of millions of people in the United States. They had to move out of their home because of the housing crisis, which was a plan that came out of the Bush administration, carried over to Obama. And it's just, you know, you should be think it's normal to lose your house because of deregulation of the housing industry. But no, this was all planned years in advance. All of the crises, all of the deception, removing jobs, moving them offshore, this was all part of a major plan. And that's just part of it. So that the United States was completely dependent on foreign governments, especially China. You know, and they always talk about Russia. But Russia has an economy the size of Italy. Russia has very little to do economically in terms of the world scene. China does. China is on a par, probably the closest country to the United States in terms of economy. So, yeah, this goes back decades and decades where this dependency is very real.
Well, you know, whenever your enemy controls your medicine supply and your military equipment, that's not a good sign, is it?
No, not at all.
I mean, that is absolutely insane. And you know, I would imagine that the average American doesn't even know about that, and probably don't even care about that. As long as they as long as the ball game's on or race is on, they're just fine. Now, here's something I want to share very quickly, too. The Department of Justice sues sanctuary states and threatens state and city officials with lawsuits. Justice Department unleashed a legal assault on sanctuary jurisdictions across the country this week, filing a new round of civil lawsuits asking judges to overturn the policies and warning state and city officials they could soon face their own criminal charges for harboring illegal immigrants. And that's, hey, good move. I have no problem with that. And we'll say, well, let's praise Trump. Look what he's doing. But on the other hand, Trump drops a requirement for employers to validate citizenship of employees. So now you're going to drop I won't say it's a mandate, but all federal contractors had to verify that the people they hired were American citizens. He's dropping that. So on one hand, we see him suing cities and states because of being sanctuary states and cities. And on the other hand, we see Trump dropping a requirement for federal contractors to prove that their employees are American citizens. Isn't that a doublespeak?
From the face, yeah. I have no idea. I always want to hear what people are thinking when they do something like that. What on earth is the reason for this? But yeah, I don't know. That's the first I've heard of that. It does certainly seem counterproductive. Why would you do that?
It doesn't make any sense. But and listen, I'm not beating up on Trump. I mean, I'm not. I'll be quite honest with you. I can't support. I haven't voted for president in the main line or either one for at least four elections. I voted a third party, someone I knew that I knew would be a better job. Of course, I knew he probably couldn't win, but I have a hard time swallowing the idea that these two parties are all we have to choose from. But anyway, Trump has done a lot of things he said they said he wouldn't do, and vice versa since he's been in office. And of course, the red flag laws. We're started because Trump said a year and a half ago that we need to take guns first, go to court later. I picked up on the states and they moved with that. So there's a lot of things here that I have problems with, but let's move on to something else. To show you how degraded we're being as a nation. Well, everyone knows who Marvel Comics is, of course. I mean, Marvel Comics has been around for how many years? 50, 60, 100 years? I don't know. But the Marvel Cinematic Universe is first... Openly, they say gay kiss. I say homosexual kiss will be between the Eternal Stars, Brian Tyree Henry, and Hayes Seaman. So they're putting in the Hero Comics, two, I hate to use the word men, kissing and showing affection for one another in front of our children, which is nothing new. We have drag queens going into schools and into libraries, but now they're going to put it on the screen. For children to see their heroes up on the screen kissing each other. And they said the 43-year-old, this is from First Kiss, Hayes Seaman recently revealed that the Eternals will feature the first homosexual kiss in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The 43-year-old told New York Next that the scene has already been filmed. It's a beautiful, very moving kiss. Everyone cried on set. James, we are in a mess, man.
Yeah, that's, they're gay, and these are minorities. This is Hollywood. This is, they don't live in a real world. And, the vast majority of people in this country literally want their country back. And this is over the top and, that's something, the thing that I tell people, because you hear about this, it's like you don't have any say anymore. But literally, like I say, the vast majority of people in this country are on the same page as you and I.
Well, you know, if they would show that by not sending the children to these hell holes they call public schools and to these filthy carnal movie theaters, maybe we can make a difference. Folks, back at the break, a lot more to talk about it and your phone call next half hour, 844-769-2944. Don't go away.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Humana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Nemana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we're back here and talking to James McCanny. We're going to turn things to James in a minute. I want to cover one more headline, and we'll give it over to James. Well, I'll take a phone call to him in, I promise. 844-769-2944. And there's so much news to cover. And I want to say this, and we'll move on to my final article. Folks, the answer to our problems personally. Maybe it won't fix the world physically. Maybe our social circumstances won't change financially or even physically. But mentally and spiritually, Christ can heal us. It's called being born again. It's called salvation. It's called conversion. It's called by repenting of our sins, understanding that we don't deserve what he's given us on the cross of Calvary. But we ask for forgiveness. He heals our minds and souls. It doesn't change the circumstances around us, not at all. But it changes us inside to make us be able to handle them better. That's the hope we have. And this whole nation has the same hope. But the nation's soul has been so destroyed in so many different directions. I see very little chance the nation is going to turn around. But that's not the point. The point is, my job is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to show the people what's going on, to cover news events, to show them the times you live in, because that's what my job is. That's what my job is. And now we see, as you already know probably, the Boy Scouts have declared bankruptcy to keep from being fined, who knows, billions of dollars for what happened in the Boy Scouts over the last several years, 65 years. There's been sexual perversion among the adults with the young boys, and we know that's true. And it's just in this country, that's folks, that sin's always been here, but it's stepped out of the closet now, and they're proud to be out there. As a matter of fact, California and some other places are actually trying to legalize pedophilia, sex with children of any age, and they say it's okay because children they can consent to sex at 10 years old or whatever. This is where America is going. But there was a time these things were so evil and so wicked, they weren't even spoke of in privacy because they were so wicked, nobody wanted to talk about them. And now they're being applauded as being natural and normal. The Boy Scouts declared bankruptcy. A new group out there that I'll have the leader on as a guest here in the next week or two has stepped up. It's called Trail Life USA. Heads up is Mark Hancock. It's a strongly Christian organization, and they do background checks on their leaders. They check them periodically, not just once in a while. They do this, and it's a shame we come to the point in America where we have to do background checks. Not only that, but even Sunday school teachers, some churches do that now. I don't like that. I don't. But a nation is so perverted, it turned us all into slaves because a slave will not govern him. A moral man will not govern himself. So he must be governed from outside forces. A moral individual doesn't need laws He feels it fulfills him and calls it the right thing to do. But an immoral individual needs somebody there to watch him, track him, monitor him, and stop him if necessary. Immoral people have no conscience of right and wrong, or they don't care, put it that way. And when you have to have an organization that does background checks to mentor young men, young boys, on how to be better men and lead the nation as men ought to, as masculine, moral individuals with a spiritual backbone and courage to stand for the truth. When it gets to the point that you have to do background checks on men to be with boys, that's a sign of a decaying and almost dead society. Any comments on that, James?
I'm just amazed. I'm just amazed. But, you know, there's a lot of people who've come to support this. And I'll just tell a little story. I was on a radio show one time a long time ago, and a woman called in, and she was defending her neighbors who were gay. She said how nice they were and what young, wonderful young boys they were, and young men. And I said, well, then you approve of the one man putting his sexual organ in the, and I was graphic. Let's just
right,
put it that
right,
way.
Right, right.
And she said, how can you say such a terrible thing about those nice young men? She didn't have a clue.
They're naive beyond words.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, that just gives you a signal that people don't really understand what the issues is. It's not about the neighbor young men being nice people and always cordial. That's not the issue.
The issue is sexual perversion, and they can't reproduce. They have to recruit. So they go after our children, folks. They're going after, what do you think they're in libraries and public schools for? What do you think they're there for? Surely you're smart enough to figure that on your own. Right. Surely you are.
You know, one thing also, Pastor, that is really rarely mentioned is a lot of these people, in fact, probably literally the majority, or if not all of them, were molested when they were young, and they've never come to grips with it. And it's, you know, this psychological wound has grown up in this country in the background. And so...
Yes.
It's not recognized, and so the attitude is to, oh, well, let's normalize this and make it just like marriage between a man and a woman who want to have children and a family. Now the gay people can have a family. Is that the same? You know, it's that's the normalization, trying to make it, and that's what they're trying to do, like the dog. You know, that's an outside dog. You know, it's a cold night. The dog puts the paw in the side of the front door.
Right.
Sits there, looks around. Nobody notices. And next thing, the arm is in the door. And before you know it, the dog's in the living room.
Yes.
You know, that's what's going on. The same type of thing.
And I will say this. One of the things, and I don't mean to correct you in this, but I do everybody I talk to. One of the things they've got us all doing is using a perfectly fine and beautiful word, gay, to describe a homosexual lifestyle.
Exactly.
I refuse to use that word to describe perversion. I won't do it. And we do have a caller online. We'll get to Mick just in a minute. But I want to say this. I saw one time a preacher was going to debate two homosexuals on a stage in front of an audience. I've shared this before in the air, but I want to share it again. And they were getting ready to set up to have the debate. And he made one comment. He said, I will debate these two gentlemen if they answer one question for me. And this is in front of the whole audience. He said, everyone in the audience knows how my wife and I have relations. Would you two please explain to the audience how you have relations? That was the end of the debate. They wouldn't answer.
Mm.
Pretty wise move, was it not?
Mm-hmm.
They would have had to describe how they oral and anal sex and other things beyond that. They'd have to describe it to the audience, and they knew that wouldn't fly. So the preacher won the debate without having to answer a question. Because the truth protected him, and obviously nature did also. Let's go to Mick in Mexico. Mick, come on in. What's on your mind tonight, sir?
Hey, Butch.
Hey, Mick.
You do know who owns Marvel Comics, don't you?
Probably George Soros. I don't know who.
No. Disneyland.
Who is it?
Disneyland. Walt Disney people?
Oh, Disneyland. There's a buzz on your phone, and I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Can't do about that. But, see, they came in They got through ABC, who bought into Marvel. And which, by the way, Stan Lee is not, that's not the guy's real name, okay? He's a communist, by the way. Was you aware of that?
Yeah, I did know that, yes. Yes.
And he was a backer of Hillary Clinton.
Well, we also know, of course, that Walt Disney, folks, and this is provable, look it up for yourself, was a 33rd degree Mason, and beyond that, he was also, we'll say, a sexual deviant. Yes. Go ahead, Mick.
Now then, Professor, what do you know about the Cobran Bible? Would you like to explain the book about that one?
Well, I happen to know quite a bit about the Cobran. The Cobran has a long history. It's issued by the Chaldean Trust out of New Zealand, and it's a series of books that were in the possession of Joseph of Arimathea, who was the great uncle of Christ. He's the Joseph of Arimathea was the businessman.
Uncle.
Excuse me,
I'm sorry.
Well, who
he's
is
my
okay,
but, ancestor as well.
Okay, all right. Go ahead.
Mary's uncle. But anyway, after the crucifixion, he took the cross and Mary Magdalene, Mary the Mother of Christ, to England. And it's very clear he was a mentor also of Christ. But anyway, he took his library along with him. And the Cobran is a collection of some of these ancient texts. They're not Bibles. They're not related to, say, the Christian Bible or the Old Testament, but they are similar because they recount the natural disasters that took place in history and also a lot of just how to live your life in a pure sense, etc. So the Cobran was published in around 1991 by the Chaldean Trust, and I was one of the first people to get a copy of it. Because they wanted me to interpret the disasters, which were celestial in nature. So anyway, that's the short version.
Now, you are aware they spotted Nibiru or Planet X just recently. Are you aware of that?
Well, let me tell you, I don't want to get into that topic on this show, but...
that's a long one. I know it is.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
so
why would it be coming back for some reason?
Well, every 2 months somebody comes up and says it's Nibiru is coming back. So I would take that. With
somebody posted it on one of my emails, which he valid, but said from some fellowship site they spotted it. But you know who knows? Yeah. But anything's possible this day.
Well,
let's
move on.
Can I ask you something? Remember what happened in the Weimar Republic? Now, that's why Hitler came up to power to put an end to it. Well, what if we're going to have another Hitler coming up and he's going to put an end to this cube nonsense?
Well, you know, that's the way it remains to be seen. That's getting into prophecy, and there's a lot of things shaping up in prophecy right now. And Trump is fulfilling a lot of prophecy. He just doesn't know it. Mick, I got to jump. A good call. Thanks for information. Thanks for the call. And folks, the number is 844-769-2944. Now, James O'Gallup, we got some time left. I want you to share that with the people what's on your mind tonight and tell them about your new, inventions that you're offering out there for them to look at.
Well, yeah, the wing generator, I call it wing generator instead of wind generator to set it aside from anything that you've seen before. But, this has been going on, the development of this as a product, as a scientific invention, and as a business is all developing. And right now, we're developing the small farm, what I call farm and ranch. These are wind generation systems, very efficient, that can literally power your needs on a small farm or ranch. We also can make these large to provide commercial power. So as what I spend most of my time on is research as far as the product and also setting up the marketing for what I call the wing generator. And It works on the principle of a jet engine. So the motto is bringing in the jet age of wind energy. So anyway, this is probably new to a lot of people. A lot of people are familiar with solar panels or three-blade wind turbines that you see out in the country, and they're really not doing anything. So what I did is I developed something that actually works and can, on a very large scale, solve our world energy issue. Because the wind is available all the time from the North Pole to the South Pole. If it's raining, if it's sunny, winter, summer, whatever, the wind is there. And there's a lot of misconceptions about wind that it might not be blowing. But on a national scale, the wind is blowing all the time. If you take an average of the amount of wind energy in the United States, for example, it's a constant. If it's not blowing in New York, it's blowing in California. So we can literally power our needs and bring in an age of electric vehicles right now using wind power. And so this is the future. All the car companies are going to electric vehicles. But the problem is that they're going to try and charge these with either nuclear electricity from nuclear or coal or natural gas. And there's just not enough capacity. So what I've tried to do is literally solve the world energy problem. And this is the solution. So it's available. You can see this information on my webpage, which is jmccsci.com. And
Do the website again.
Is www.jmccs, is in Sam, C is in Charlie, I is in indigo.com. jmccsci.com.
Okay, folks. If you missed that, you can call and we'll get that to the office here Thursday. If you missed that, I got in front of me. JMCCSCI.com. Now, what are we looking at production-wise? How much will it run in a home, and what do you think the average cost to be?
Well, it depends on what appliances people install. Do they want an electric car charging station? Do they just want to power a home? You can start with people that are, say, an average home would start maybe with a 2 or 3 kilowatt model. And these could run up to, say, just for the base model, not including accessories, possibly $20,000-$25,000. But the payback on that would be potentially in a number of years. So it's like anything in energy. If you compare it to the same amount of solar panels you would have to install to do the same thing, it's about a third of the price of solar panels. And so just to give you an idea, if you wanted to power your farm or ranch with solar panels and compare it to putting in a wing generator, the wing generator would be about a third of the cost. And then also they go up in size from their up to 50 kilowatt models, which is really a lot of power in the farm and ranch models. So we have the 2, 3, 5, 10, 25, and 50 kilowatt models that are available for people. But what I'm concentrating on right now are the average user, say 10 kilowatts and below. And a lot of people want energy independence after this PG&E issue out in California and other places in the country where power companies are literally not maintaining their infrastructure. A lot of people are starting to think about being energy independent.
Okay, yeah, that's true. And we'll get another caller in. It's Gary Hangelson, great with you. What would a 10 watt usually cost to install and have put in? Parts and
It's hard to give pricing because when people call in, there's so many variables, like the number of batteries you get. Are you going to have an assisted generator of any kind? Do you have anything else to incorporate? What kind of depends on what the load is, because some people might have a lot of like welding, et cetera, whereas other people just want to run their house.
Well, let's just say home. Let's just say the home, nothing else. When you run a furnace maybe and keep the lights on.
Yeah, but there again, you're probably talking about in excess of $20,000. for the just the bare base model.
Bare minimum.
And it
okay.
would go up from there. They could, you know, they could go up to $50,000-$60,000, depending on what kind of accessories, what kind of draw you have, what kind of loads. What we do is, first of all, we look at the wind charts where people live, and then do an examination. If they have good wind, then what kind of load do they have, and what kind of system do they need to power that load reliably? And so what I have is, on my webpage, there's an email address. People can write in, tell me where they're located, give me, there's, we have a questionnaire that people fill out, and then we can give people an idea of what it would take to put one on their property.
Okay, folks, and especially if you're out there to, and you really think about becoming totally off the grid, wow, you need to look us up on James's website, please. JMCCSCI.com. Check it out. Let's go to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on and make comments tonight.
Hello, Butch and James.
Hello.
Hey, Butch, I was going to call in and talk about something that you was talking about earlier. But, you know, this gentleman that you got here has given us some real good information that we need to know right now. So I'll drop off and I'll do that another time.
If you want, go ahead and take a minute and share if you want to very quickly. Go ahead.
Well, you was talking before, you know, about well, you were both talking about, you know, the killing of the babies, and men have to happen to be basically castrated when they're 50 years old if they got three
sure.
children or more, and all of this nonsense. So I was just kind of piggyback off of that a little bit, just for other people that might just be cruising, you know, the shortwave or listening to this. I want to talk about common sense. You know, common sense. You know, the last, whether you believe in Jesus Christ or you're a foreigner in your nation, you have to believe in the last five commandments. I mean, nobody wants you to kill them. You know, nobody wants you to steal from them. Nobody wants you to tell lies on them. No, you know, nobody wants their mate to cheat on them. And nobody wants somebody to be jealous over what you have to the point to which they would try to take it. Now,
sure.
that's common to everybody. Right there, that is the common law. And see, when that common law ceases, you get all the nonsense that we got today. So I define common law there. Now I'm going to define nonsense. Nonsense means this, no sense. So if you put that in monetary terms, you wouldn't even have a penny. So common sense is a man marries a woman marries a man. A woman gets pregnant, she has a baby. Men do not cohabitate with men. Women do not cohabitate with women. That's all common sense.
Absolutely.
The trouble is, common sense has left this nation, usually because of the power of the almighty dollar. And people will change their morals for monetary gain. That's all I wanted to say.
We do it all the time. Good call. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it. Good call.
We
got about 4 or 5 minutes left. I want you to go ahead and finish up what you want to tell the folks tonight. I mean, you may want to tell them about your in-house filtration system.
Yeah, something I'm promoting are what I call the whole house water filters. I have a product line of water filters, but what I believe is that people have the cancer issue in this country is because people are showering in chemical soup. Basically, when you turn on that hot shower and you step in there, the chemicals that are in that water are going into your skin, which is the biggest absorbing organ on your body, and also you're breathing it in, which is goes into your lungs, and these are accumulative chemicals. They don't just pass through. They accumulate in your cells, and that's my belief, the reason for the high rate of cancer in the United States. The water is horrific. And I also do studies for people's water systems. If you email me, go to my webpage, email me with your zip code and your water, municipal water company, which is on your water bill. Mail me those two pieces of information, zip code and water company, and I'll do a water study based on federal water studies that have been done, but that data is not available through the city or municipality, and that's not available generally online, but I have access to that, and I can go in and do a water study And what I'm promoting is people put in a whole house water filter so that you are no longer showering in this or brushing your teeth, et cetera, in chemical soup. And they're fairly reasonable. They start at around $1,700, and a lot of people can install these themselves. And then there's some accessories if you have a well, et cetera. But basically, I'm trying to encourage people to understand that the water in the United States is terrible.
It is.
Especially if you live in a city, or you got to get these chemicals out of your water, or you're, you know, long-term use, you're facing the scourge of cancer, which is in this country. It's cancer has surpassed heart disease as the number one killer of adults. Now, that means you're going to get cancer and die before you have a heart attack. That's what that means.
Well, you know, it's amazing, too, that and they've tested this, and you know I offer the Berkey Water Filters through a ministry here. The water we drink is full of drugs that passes through people and urinate into the out into the, we'll say, the mainstream public, and even through sewer systems that are now being reprocessed back out to water. The fish are getting the drugs in them, even. The fish are getting drugs in them, folks. I'm serious. So we are drugged and destroyed by chemicals every day. I mean, even the chemtrails are getting into the water system. Now, James, will your water system filtrate all the viruses and the bacteria out of it also, the harmful bacteria?
Well, the final filter of the whole house filter, there's an extra one you can buy. It's an ultraviolet filter that kills the viruses. And so that's an option if people believe there might be viruses in their water. So, yes, it's in the system as an option.
Okay. Now, if people contact you by with your website only, or there's a phone number they can call?
No, it's mainly through the website.
Okay.
Because we don't really have a big staff. It's, I do most of this myself, and so it's much more efficient to have a email, and then people can describe where they are. With they give me their zip code and water company, then I can email them back and give them their information or send them information about the water filtration systems, and they can see it online. So if people don't have email, they can always go to the library, get on a computer, and contact us that way.
Yeah. All right, folks, the website again is jmccsci.com. Jane McCanny, thank you so much. We will be in touch again in the near future, okay?
Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate it.
God bless you, James. Folks, love you. By the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night with a guest you don't want to miss, David Carrico. We're going to discuss some very important issues tomorrow night about the cultic symbols in our country, and they're everywhere. And you need to see that. We need to hear that. See you tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.